Okay, so we learned, we did the sugya with Abdal and about, do we say chata kibesh yitakas chaver? We started doing the Tosfot that I brought down from the Gemara in where? In Darim. Got Flama Bez. Yes. The Flama Bez that says Nich Shitas Rebbe. That said, Nichale for the Chaver to do an Isser Khalila, Kadesh Yizakeh, in order that they shouldn't get the greater Isser of Tevel. So we say, you do say Chata Kadesh Yizakeh, Chaver. Gemara's Tosus had said, what, Mr. Khan, Eli Khan, that said, what? That's different. Why?
Because.
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Mr. Eli Khan. Because why?
Because when going to do Tevel, you. When you were sending him today, you were basically sending him that if there was Tevel, he would be able to take Tevel.
You were goring the Yisr by you telling him, fill up my cod, fill up my basket of taking him. You, it's going al yadcha. Therefore, that's why you are able to save it. But normally you can't be chata kibei shizak chavercha. The second difference, we saw from Riva, we talked about Al, we said there's a difference between when the Yisr has begun or not. And then we got up to what we're up to now, which is the Mishnah in Gittin and the Gemara in Gittin that deals with freeing a slave, kofin is rabo for chatzi, eben chatzi ben chorin. How can you do this? Isn't there an iser of la'olam v'ahem ta'avodu? Our Gemara, our Tosfos answer, that what? Mitzvah rabo shiny, and what? And we see what? I haven't said the word Rabbi yet. At the beginning, he says mitzvah Rabba Shani. The reason for the mitzvah Rabba is that the Gemara in Gittin that says what? The Rab mitzvah Rabba is what? Pruvu. And then it says, okay, the Mishani, just like we saw in the Gemara that we gave you today. The Gemara that said, of Maisa B'Rabbi Elias, Sheshichrus Avdo, okay, Lashlim Minyan. I ask you to see this Gemara. That's what we've done through Tosfo. At this point, then what happens? He quotes this Gemara, and then he says that what? The Gemara is Maskana's mitzvah, the Rabin Shine. Let's quickly go through that Gemara. Amem Zayin Amabez. Gemara Amem Zayin Amabez says what? In Brachos. Gemara says, Maisim Rabbi Lazar Shinichas Abez Akneses. Lo Matza Asara. The Shikhar Rabin Vishnimo La Asara. Gemara says, how could he do this? V'homo Rabbi Yehuda, k'ol b'shachar avdo uver ba'aseh, sh'nemar v'olom b'hem, tavodu. The Gemara answers, l'dvar mitzvah shayim. In our Gemara in Brachos, it doesn't say mitzvah rabbi. It says, l'dvar mitzvah shayim. Are you with me or no? In our Gemara it says, l'dvar mitzvah shayim. You're allowed to do the mitzvah. That was stage A. What was the next stage of the Gemara? Isn't this not what? It is not a mitzvah above Avir, Mr. Pinchot. Question is it not mitzvah above Avir? Everyone with me here? What is the answer? Good. Mitzvah the Rav Mashiach. So the first thing I said, you saw mitzvah the Rav Mashiach. The first thing that you saw already was that what's the nature of this mitzvah of the Rabbin? You saw it within Rashi, Tosfos, Amachlokes, there's also a Rush which he didn't do. The Rashi had said what? Rashi had said the mitzvah of the Rabbin is? Right? A kiyum d'oraisa of Nikdashi B'toch B'nei Israel. Right? And B'toch B'nei Israel. And Tosfos had said that no. Talking about the mitzvah of Tefillah d'Rabbanan. Right? Tefillah, which is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. He asked that question on the Bahag, which we're not going to do now. But, what do we see here from this Gemara? What's going on this Gemara? When it says it's bar mitzvah shayim, what mitzvah we're talking about here we have, what is the Isser we're talking about, which we've seen already? Lo'olam b'hem ta'avodu. That's the Isser here. So the Gemara had said, the mitzvah shayim. That's what the Gemara had said. Okay? Well, the question is, what is this mitzvah? What did the Gemara think? Yeah?
Is that Tosfos or Rashi defining the concept of mitzvah of the Rabbi?
No.
No, they're saying in this case, what mitzvah of Rabin is it? According to Rashi, mitzvah of Rabin is Kedusha. And Tosfos talk about Tefillah.
General
Tefillah, Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei of the Minyan. That way it's Tefillah. Now, what is going on here within both the Gemara and how Tosfos sees it in others? How do we learn this Gemara? How do we understand this Gemara?
Can there be any implications with the fact that we need the Gemara?
There are huge implications. Huge implications. First of all, that's what Tosfos deals with. Tosfos deals with that. The general, you have to know the sugya when you have the Mahom. General Machok is where the Tefillah is the rice of the Rabbana. Not for now. Huge. Okay? But the one thing which we started saying is, when the Gemara says the Tvar Mitzvah Shiny, what's the Havi mean to the Maskana over here? I mean, did the Gemara, did it? The Gemara already know Mitzvah Abba Baver? Meaning, what did the Gemara think at this point? What is going on?
Alam is not Avera.
What?
But there's no Avera.
Oh, so that's going to be the question. Right? So that's part of our question. Okay, what is going on here with Molam Bahem Tavud? When he's Meshachar Levi, when we send the Dvar Mitzvah Shiny, when we have this Gemara, we're going to see that there are different ways to understand what's going on over here. Okay? One way to understand what's going on here is that there is no Avera at all. Okay? That's one way to say it. One way to say it when we talk about this Gemara is what? Is, we're going to see the Asidu Chlotas in a second, says Mr. Shane, is that what's going on over here is in Avera. There's no Avera at all. Why is there no Avera at all? This we saw a little bit in the Rosh, but we also saw it clearly in the Ron. That said what? The nature of the Olam Bahem Tavodu is what?
We need to give him a freedom.
It's only to give him freedom for his sake. Similar to the Lo Techanim of by Angoy, to give them karak or give them a certain matana, or just to be nice to them on a certain level, depends on how far you go with it. That's what? Only Litzorech Atzmo. But if what? If it's a mitzvah, then what happens? Then, like for example, in this case, then what's he doing? He's doing it to get a minyan or a kedusha. Then what are you not doing? There is no Avera. There was never ever a Lo'ol Bahem Tavodu in this case. That's what the Rambam and the Nedarim said. The Rambam and the Nedarim you have in front of you, his language was that what? I know, let me go back to Tosfos.
Which Rambam and the Nedarim?
I didn't mean the Rambam and the Nedarim, I meant the Rambam and Gittin. The source number two. V'yesh Mitarzim. Okay. Shelo Amra Torah Lo'ol Bahem Tavodu. Elo Mishum. The cave of the Ikam mitzvah. I'm not doing it to be favorable to him. It's as if what? It's for himself. It's for his own minion, if you will. His own tefillah. Mitzibon. Now, what prompted the question of the Ron? Prompted the question of the Ron is, are we talking about what here? Are we talking about the simple pshat was that we're talking about asid ochlos asid. You saw that in Tosfos in Brachos over here when he talked about Tzidur Rabbanan, and you also saw it in the Tosfos that I gave you Pesachim, which means that the Gemara thought, what is going on over here when it says Kol Hamashachar Avdo? How can you do this? How can you do that? So when the Gemara answered the Dvar Mitzvah Shiny, at this stage of the Gemara, what are we saying it is? The Dvar Mitzvah Shiny? It's a Mitzvah Naseh, and the Aseh is Docha what? Lelotaseh. Is this a Lotaseh? Not so simple that Lo'olam Bahem Tavodu is a Lotaseh. Lo'olam Bahem Tavodu is an Isra'aseh, which means, like we had said, that you have to keep the Eved, and you're not allowed as a Bloat, as an Eved Kanaimi, and you're not allowed to free him. Therefore, it's an Isra'aseh, 1 second. And we see from this Gemara, and then we show the point out, that we see this Isra Aseh is treated like a law in many, many different realms, except for one realm. One realm is by Makos. We know that to get Makos, this is what the Gemara is, the Maskana of the Gemara is. Maskana is that the Gemara in Makos says that in Pesachim, that says that it's not treated like a lotaseh, because the Gemara's Gemara in Marcos learns from a pasuk in Dvarim, lotasom shor b'nisha, that you have to have what? Literally, it has to be cloaked also in the language of the pasuk in Marcos. But many other sukkahs, for example, we have mentioned this briefly, I'm doing it very quickly, the, for sure, this case of Asi Docha Lotaseh, the idea of an Onim who's potter from mitzvot aseh, an Onim, a person who hasn't buried his Meito Muta Lefanah, is right before burying, the Onim being potter from mitzvot aseh is Chayv in the Lotaseh, and it's going to be Chayv also in this Isra aseh, because the Isra aseh is going to be like a Lotaseh. The concept we are talking about being Mevaz, Vez Yotir Mechomesh, the idea of a Summa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Summa's partner for a mitzvah, that might be only a mitzvah aseh, and not lotaseh, and that might be, again, the isra aseh might be connected. So you have a lot of different ideas, and over here, lo lobenu tabodu, at the beginning the Gemara thinks what? That we're talking about, like we saw in Tosfos and Brachos, that it's aseh docha lotaseh. So then what's this question then? It's a mitzvah b'avir. What's implicit in that question?
Right? Yeah, it's mitzvah.
Then it's when it says mitzvah b'avir. So then, how can you say aseh docha lo taseh? Is it not mitzvah b'avir? But that's a ridiculous question. Why is that a ridiculous question? That's how aseh docha lo taseh works. That is the definition of what we learn in the Gemara Nibamos. That aseh is docha lo taseh. Everyone with me? So then how do you have this part of this question is very difficult if you learn the Gemara. Everyone with me in the question? It's saying that what mitzvah, yeah, this is aseh docha lo taseh. What do you mean mitzvah b'avir? So the way that I showed you to understand that is what? The Gemara thought it was aseh docha lo taseh. But what? But there's another rule. What's the rule with an aseh docha lo taseh? It needs to be be'inna. Needs to be at the same time. For the aseh to be docha lo taseh, this is what you saw in Tosos, in the first source I gave you, is you need it to be behinna. You need it to be behinna. So therefore what? How can you say aseh docha lo taseh here? It doesn't apply. Therefore it comes back and says you can't apply the rules of aseh docha lo taseh here. Because it's not behinna, it's not the exact same time. And therefore what? Therefore it's a mitzvah b'av aveira. What is then the Gemara answer? Mitzvah derab mishani. So mitzvah derab mishani, which means what? There are two ways to understand what's going on now in the Gemara. One way to what? Hold on, let me finish the thought. I'll take your question. Again, one more time. We said lidvar mitzvah shani. It means what? We thought it'd say aseh docha lo taseh. Okay. Problem is the rule is you need be'inna. If it's not be'inna, then you have mitzvah b'avir. Answer, mitzvah the Rav Mishani. What does it mean, mitzvah the Rav Mishani? So one way to understand it is that aseh is docha lo taseh. It does work. But there's what? There's special mitzvah, there's a super mitzvah called mitzvah the Rav that the tnai of be'inna falls off. Because why? Because of the potency of this very important mitzvah. Okay? That's one way to say it. Who said that? That was the first source I gave you. The Torah of Pesachim says that concept. That when you have an aseh that's chamir, it's dochin aseh hakal b'chol inyan, afil lo mekayim aseh chamur, be'inna de ka'avar aseh hakal. Even though it's not the exact same time, still it works, and that's one way to say it. Meaning, one way to understand this sogya is that within this sogya, one way to understand the maskana of this sogya is aseh docha lo taseh. And what? And the reason it works is because I don't need, I'm right in front of here, I don't need bidinna. Do not need bidinna. And that's, 1 second, that's Tosfos and Pesachim.
Those are two different ways to understand this sogya.
So we really did one more. That was one way to understand it. That's the Dosh Simsach.
The Ron.
Okay? The second way is going to be the Ron. Second way now is that what happens? Where is what? Where is You can't say it's not saying don't close the sixth mitzvah of Aveira. Comes the answer.
No.
Mitzvah derab shiny, which means what?
That is not safe was about.
Right? Because, and that's what we read over there, it comes the run and says, no, this is not working. This whole Gemara is not working with what? With the rule, the conceptual framework of Aseh Do Chalat Aseh, like Tosfos and Pesachim. But rather comes the Ron and says, you thought originally it was working that way. Stage one, the Dvar Mitzvah, Aseh Do Chalat Aseh. Stage two says, Ma Pidon, we have Pidinna. Stage three says what? Since we don't have Pidinna, what do? We throw out what? We throw out Aseh Do Chalat Aseh. And therefore, what do we say? Olam Tabodu, that's what the Ron says, there is no Aveira over here. There is no Aveira. The only Aveira is very local to this Gemara of Olam Tabodu. The Olam Tabodu is only when you what? What's the Aveira? Only when you're freeing up for your own, for his own
good.
But if I'm doing it for what? For my mitzvah, then that's not called Chanina Didhu. That's fine. And therefore, that's what it means mitzvah the Rabbah. I'm Khan the Ran. This is the Ran. This was the Ran in Kindin that learns this Gemara. It says it has nothing to do with Aseh Do Chalot Aseh. It's what? There's no Aveira. Because it's L'Shem Mitzvah. Because the only Aveira is when you're doing it L'Shem Chanina. When you're doing it because you want a part of the God. Thank you very much in Israel.
So you want his
right now, but
you want
pardon
his,
me.
You want his benefit.
But his benefit. But here you're doing so you know that's not, it doesn't fulfill the Aveiro. It's not, again, just to be clear, one second, Shane. Okay, remember, I'm on the clock, so just give me a second. Okay? Which means, as opposed to the first approach that's talking about not Be'inna, it's still using the halachic conceptual framework called Aseh Do Chalot Aseh. The second approach of the Maskan is that, no, we don't use Aseh Do Chalot Aseh because, what are we missing? We're missing the Be'inna. It's not at the same time. And therefore, the Chiddush, like we saw the Rosh also, the Ron says it even clearer and gifted, is that the Chiddush is, we throw out Aseh Do Chalot Aseh, and the whole Ben Tavon doesn't apply. There is no Aveira in this case, because the Aveira is only when you're doing it for what? When you're doing it for his sake, to be able to pardon him. But if I'm doing it in the Shein Mitzvah, that doesn't fall out of the Aveira. The third way was Artosis. Our Tosfot, which we learned last week. What?
This is all I don't understand.
Yeah! What was our Tosfot, Mr. A.D. Benjamin? What was the third way to understand it? Our Tosfot in the Seches Shabbos Daf Dalet. What we learned till now. Tosfot, the Seches Shabbat. What we're doing right now, Daf Dalet. How do you learn this Gemara? It is? Everybody learned Mitzvah Derabbah, my good friend. What structure is he learning? Is our Tosfos learning Aseh Do Chalot Aseh? Absolutely not. Why not? Because it's not Be'inna. Does he learn like this guy?
No.
The second one? No, he doesn't mention that at all. He doesn't hold in his concept. He doesn't say in our Tosfos. You know why he was able to be a Shakra Rabdo? Because there's no Aveira. He doesn't think, does he say there's no Aveira? Hafuch, what does he say? Chata kidei shizaket karecha the Shein Mitzvah. Which means, it is an Aveiro. It is an Aveiro. This Tosfos is doing what? What is our Tosfos saying? A third structure.
Well, how does he,
which is what? One second. Lord, Tosfos says what? Correct. Our case is our Sukkim. Yeah, Mitzvah Derabim Shiny is what? Because, is there an Aveira?
Yes,
100%. But, Noach Lov for to do what? Chatam Kidei Sheizake Eschavercha. And that's how he learns that subject.
Is that not Sphira and Tosfos?
You know the problem, it's two different Balaya Tosfos. One's a Tosfos of Pesach, one's a Tosfos of Shabbos. Two different Kalaya Tosfos. Now, there's a fourth Shita. Hold on one second. There's a fourth Shita. Fourth Shita we already saw also. Who, does everyone agree? The one time we saw, the Rishonim that we saw.
No, because he said that there's no... There's
does
no,
everyone agree? What?
No,
right, I agree with that. I said that. I said that. He doesn't, for sure he doesn't agree with these two, right?
Okay,
well, I'm saying that.
We...
One second. Go to the... We have one more thing. We have Tzidkan Har Sukkah. Yes. Who quoted the Tosfos and disagreed with him? The Rashba. The Rashba quoted it and said the lean year. Remember that? The Rashba holds.
No,
yeah, one way he quoted it. But that would be one way to say it. Another way to say the Rashba. First of all, the Rashba Masechta Shabbos and Abdal is for sure the reason why I put him as the fourth opinion. Not only because of Rosh Hashanah, and a lot of the shir is from Rosh Hashanah shir, but I think it was very clear and very awesome. That's why I brought it up. Then what? Then he says that the Rosh we know clearly says absolutely not. We do not say chata kedeshidak bezakis chavercha. I did see. I'm not allowed to sin for you to get benefit. I'm not allowed to say this. I'm not allowed to. Okay. So either you would say like he saw within the run. Agree, or you would say there's a whole sugya in Menachos Daf Mem Chet that says that you are allowed to be chatan kidei shetizakeh ata, that you could sin in order for you to benefit, not the other person.
You could sin,
but for you. Okay, that's what we're going to get to in a second. Hold on. Okay?
That's basically...
That's what we're doing now in the next 7 minutes. Okay? What? You're allowed to be chata, kidei shetizakeh ata. Now, but, that's the Gemara Menachos Menches straight out Mefurish. Now, here's the big question, which is, the bottom line, says Mr. Benjamin, the bottom line of all these things is, you're allowed to do it. What's the difference? I have asay dochelo tasay. Okay? This one is, there's no avirah. But then what my big question is, or Rav Shechter's big question was, what's then the difference between asay dochelo tasay and what? And chata kibesh etzake et chavercha, or for yourself. First of all, one of the things I wanted to point out, chata, how is that? So over here, what's kibesh etzake ata? I'm sitting to free the slave, or then I can have a minion. Not somebody else. I can have a minion.
Okay.
Now, one of the pieces which I wanted to show you, which is connected.
According to
Rav. Hold on. I have 5 minutes, and I said we're gonna blitz then. Now, the
question.
Yes, correct. What I showed you guys was the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis on two different places talks about a different type of Tanis. The Gemara in Yud Aleph said if you sin Betanis. Everyone open up the Gemara in Tanis, please.
Oh, it's a pizza.
Gemara in Tanis. It's both on Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Bez and Bez. Yud Aleph, Tosa says, Amar Shmuel, Koa Yoshish Betanis, Nikor Chotesh. Shmuel had said that if you sin in a Tanis, you're a sinner. And Tosa spoke,
what does it mean, sin in a Tanis?
In the Yavatanis, you're stop saying I'm fasting. That's what it means. Okay. I'm fasting.
Whoops.
I'm fasting. That's what it means. Okay? Now, then Shmuel seems to contradict, because the Gemara in Baba Kama says that what? That if you're Yoshivatanis, you're not a sinner. So what's going on? That's the Gemara quoted Gemara, Tosfos quoted Gemara Baba Kama. Everyone saw that?
Yep.
Not a sinner. What is Tosfos answer? Devadai hamichotik kidamin haracha. And I ask you to see the end of the Gemara. When I'm sitting in a tannis, okay, I'm yoshiv in tannis. The Gemara says I am a chote, I am a sinner. And Tosfos says, why am I a sinner? Just like we saw from a kal v'chomer from the nazir. What was the kal v'chomer from the nazir? If the nazir was only seer not smo, for what? Why? And he's considered a chote because it says v'chiper. He has the kapara for being a chote. So kal v'chomer the tani to what? Umaseh shlo tzir atzmo. The rechem mikra the what? Chote hametzar asur mikol dover v'dover alchaz kama v'kama. So on one level we said what? He's considered what?
A sinner.
A sinner. But on another level we have another gemara. What's the other gemara? The other Gemara says that you, in Baba Kamla, says that you're not a sinner. So Tosafot says, how are you both a sinner and not a sinner? So he answers, Avo mikomakom ha-mitzvah shuo seh ha-tanit gadol yoter min ha-avera. But the concept of when you're sitting with a tanit over here, it could be greater than the avera. Mimashu mitzayar nasha. Why? Because there's a mitzvah lindor. What's the mitzvah lindor? At times there's a mitzvah make a neder. Like the Gemara says in Sota, haroes sotem bikukula kyukula, a person sees Sota in a certain state that's not very becoming. Yazir atzmo minayayin. So what do we have? So on one level, you have Yoshev Tanas Yevachotei. Another level, we know that there's a concept of what? That we say, that the Gemara says what? And he says, Amekomakom HaMitzvah Shuosa, that the concept of the Nazir, right? On one level is a Chotei, but on another level, what is the Nazir? It's a big mitzvah. We have, right, everyone with me with the Nazir here? On one level, the Nazir is a Chotei because he's Sira Atzvam in Anayim. Another level of the Nazir is what? Big mitzvah because he saw the Sota Mikukula. Yazir Atzvam in Anayim. What does Tosus end up saying? Tosus end up saying, Umikomakom, he's Ktsak Chit. There's still a smudging of chit. Why is there a small little remnant of chit? And he says, exactly like the Gemara on new things that I asked you to see. Just like when I have the Tanit Chalom B'Shabbat. Why? That the Gemara says, I have bad dreams. And the only way it works is Bova Yom and Rabbi Yosef says, Afil B'Shabbat. It's according to Zardino. But what happens? The Gemara says, "My takante, leisei tanita l'tanite." To fix it up. To fix up what? What's the sin? What did I not do when I fast on Shabbos? I did not have onik Shabbos. Everyone stick with me. It's the blitz then. I had a bad dream on Friday night. Says the Gemara on Yom Tov, amazed what happens. What do you have to do to fix it up?
Fast
on Shabbos. Yofe tanit chalom lewat. Like a ke'ish l'ma'oret says. Yafet. There's a sheet of Rishon that doesn't say chayiv. The Rashba says the word yafet, like yafet, Talmud Torah, Derech Eretz. Yafet, the Rashba says it's yafet. But the Gemara seems to be saying what? Not like this Rashba. That you should do it. You should do it. What happens? You should do it. Because then you're going to get korea the bad gzardin of the chalom.
How does that work with the third answer?
1 second. This one?
Yeah.
1 second. Now, wait. Exactly what we're going to talk about. Okay? So what do we have now? According to Tosfos, we now have this hybrid case. Because at one level you're a sinner. On another level it's a mitzvah. So and you still have what? Then you still have to have kapara. So what's going on here? What's going on? And that's the Kavura Tamri, that's the Shagas Aryas Kash. Which is, how do we understand this? How do we understand it? We have these two things together. Just like we had in our circuit of... Is this Asay Docha Lo Tase? Is this Asay Docha Lo Tase? Comes the Shagasari in the course where he says no, because Asay Docha Lo Tase, what happens? Do I have any type of Aveira still left over? No! And this is the difference, right? Here we're going to start answering the differences. What is going on? How do you have a case when I have Zerus, where it's a mitzvah, but it's also a chit? Or in the case of the Tani's Chal? How can I have both the mitzvah to what? To go and fast, but I'm also what? You tell me to fast, but I have the Aveira of Bimavadel owning Shabbos. What's going on? How do these two, how do this run? And this one, I'm finishing it today. You're not leaving it until we finish. It's 3 more minutes. So one level is if you look at Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik has an answer that basically says, there's no Asay Docha Lo Tase. This is the Pnimi Halacha I gave you. He understood the sugya that very similar to this concept. Okay? Of the Ein Avera piece. Do we have the page or pages enough?
That's
what I gave you?
17.
What page?
That's the
what? This is the Pnimi Halach, not that Pnimi Halach.
Yeah.
Pnimi Halach. Okay, page Ein Alef. I gave everyone the sheet. He asked this question. And Rav Soloveitchik explained the Gemara differently. He basically understood Ach Rabinu Ayar Ragil Farish Acherim. It's one of my favorite pieces of Rav Soloveitchik, and I have many favorites. That what? The lo rakish isur is anus for Shabbos. It doesn't mean that it's usur to fast on Shabbat. Eliyoter mizeh, the concept of Shabbos is not nitpas betanit murah. If you want to fully have a tanis, Shabbos doesn't stem. It doesn't have the chemical material to be able, the elements possible for them to make that experiment together. They don't. There's no synthesis at all that you can be together. And therefore what? Therefore even a tamid chalom really shouldn't have, there should be no receptacle. In the research lab, it shouldn't work at all together. But what happens? But once you have a bad dream, you have a cholat of fast. So therefore what happens? You fast on Shabbos. Do you fulfill your chobah? No. You don't put a full kiyum because that day itself cannot be called a yom ta'anit because it's a yom Shabbos. And therefore you still have to what? You still have to continue fasting the next day on a Sunday to finish the kiyum gamur. And therefore what? Therefore...
Does he fast 2 days in a row?
No. Meaning...
Shabbos and Sunday.
That would be what's called... Then in theory, then you should have to then fast the next day also. So that's what I mean. We should have said, just go fast on Sunday. We can't do that because it says, Baba Yom, and it says, Yalkatan Chom Leishkina Oret, Tafko Baba Yom. Then we have to fast on Shabbos. But since it's Shabbos, what happens? You don't fulfill the Tanis fully. Therefore, what? You have to be Mashri, that even on Yom Rishon, to do it. But that's not Midin Kapora. That's the point I wanted to say. Meaning Rav Salvech had the chiddush that this Gemara of Tanit Chalom, okay, is not equated to Nizirus. Okay? But rather, according to Rav Salavechik, right, the Tanit Chalom equals number 2. It equals that there's no Aveiro. Now it's his big chiddush. His big chiddush is, it's not an Aveiro. What's the reason? It's not because I missed out on owning Shabbos. It's because I haven't fulfilled my chiyuv of the Tanit. Because Shabbos itself is not a day of the Tanit, and therefore I have to do what? I have to fast the next day to be Mashal. That's the Chiddush of Salvation. The simple pshat of the Gemara is not that way. The simple pshat is, Sorech Leisim V'Tanitov, you have to what? You have to have a certain level of Kapar. And that's where the Shah Gazari has the Kashi, which is I don't understand. Which is what? If it's Asim Do Chalom Dazeh, then what should happen? There should be no Avira. And this is where we start seeing the nafkaminas between, and this is what I want to end shiur with, which is the difference between approach number 1 right now versus approach number 3 and 4. Which is, what's the difference? People ask me, Lamaisis, what's the difference if I say it's Shani Mitzvah the Rab Shani? If I have the difference between Asei Dochelot Asei, which is Tosfos Tzachim, versus R, Tosfos, and even the Rashba, meaning Tosfos would agree that you could sin for yourself also. The bigger chiddush of Tosfos, and we pass it like this in Siman Shin Vav, like we saw, is that you can be chalta kedei shizakas chaver. What are the differences? The differences are, and this is what Rav Shechter points out, two major differences, and we finish here. What? Between saying Asi Dochelot Asi versus chalta kedei shizakas, either yourself or chaver. The two nafkaminas, number 1, we just said, which is, do you need kapara? Do you need kapara? This is a very important piece. When we say asay del chalot asay, what happens? There's no more lot asay. It's totally uprooted. What is the basis that we mentioned before? And if you look at the sheets, I told you. The basis of me being able to say that I'm going to sin in order either for my friend, according to Tosfos, or for myself, according to the Rashba. How do I have that basis? It almost sounds like open orthodoxy. How do you have actually that it's actually halachic and traditional there? It's basically called Aveiro L'Shema. The concept of Shechter explains, based on the Gemara in Nazir Dav Chav Gimel. But the concept of Aveiro L'Shema, everyone turn to the Sefer Ikfeyat, some which I printed for you. And he says that we see, it's a beautiful Mishnah that we've all learned. The Mishnah says, your Mechashe has a mitzvah. I'm on page of Zion. He says, the Mishnah in the second paragraph of Avo says, your Mechashe has a mitzvah k'neged tzchara. You have to what? Calculate the laws of the mitzvah according to its rewards. He quotes the sign of the Mishnayos of Yachin and Boaz, who explains that sometimes you're forced to do an Aveiro L'Shma, and therefore you have to do the Cheshbon of the schar avera against the hefsek, and if you do gain more through the avera lishma, then being more careful from the avera, this is the principle of chata kidei shizake either as chavercha or ata, depending if you're Tosfos or the Rashi, which means that what? This is how also we'll explain, not like Rav Soloveitchik over here of the Tainus Chalom, but the Tainus and Chalom and the Zeros according to this different, this explanation is what? The other way to say it is what? It is number three or four. That the reason you're sitting in Tainus Chalom on Shabbat is what? Is there is an Avera. You're being Mabat alone in Shabbos. But what? But you're doing an Avera Lashma because of the terrible tzaras of the Tainus Chalom or the Zeros. Where you are a Chote, but you're also a Mitzvah. Okay, so the difference in Nafkamina number one is what? Is whether you need a kapara. Is there a chait? Obviously, according to number two, there was never a chait. But I'm talking about the difference between one and three. Where one, there's no more a chait and there's no kapara. Three, chata, kidei, shizak, is chavercha. There's a kapara. Second Nafkamina, and with this we finish here. Rav Schechter points out, if you look at it, the next piece is, as in the last page I gave you, is the difference between Asim Dochalot Asay and the Klal number three of Chata Kidei Shizak Chavercha is the question of Lishma. Question of Lishma. That means what? He quotes the Eglei Tal, the Sukkot Shavar, asked, the Gemara in many places says that a person should be doing mitzvot even Shalom Lishma. Gemara Pesach and Daf Nun, Gemara in Tan is all over the place, really. Horius, all over the place. And they said, how can the Eglei Tal ask the question? According to the Manda Amar that says mitzvah strichos kavana, how can you say that I should do mitzvah shalom lishma? I'm not yotzik, I don't do lishma. Give out the kakasha. Let me say it one more time. This is an opinion that says you do mitzvah even shalom lishma. Because we talk shalom lishma, bolishma. But there's an opinion that says mitzvah strichos kavana. Says Rav Soloveitchik, no problem. You know why? Because these are two different concepts. There's a concept called lishma, and there's a concept called kavana. Kavana, we say mitzvah strichos kavana. Kavana just means that I have to know that when I'm davening, I'm actually doing tefillah, and I'm not just whistling. You have to be kavana l'shein mitzvah. That's kavana what's it? That I know that I'm doing a mitzvah, and therefore I'm yotzei. Lishma is something totally different. Lishma is what is my motive for doing the mitzvahs. The motive for doing the mitzvahs is why? It's the ratzon of Hashem. I'm not doing it for my own kavod, my own mamon. Okay? And therefore, if I do something shalom lishma, all these gemaras, I could be, as long as I have kavana, then I'm yotzei. So therefore, the difference is as follows. The second nafkamina is that normally we do not need something to be done lishma. Mitzvahs don't need to be done lishma. It's not ma'akiv. There are a couple exceptions. One exception is going to be, not surprisingly, is that when you're osik with tzarchi and tzibur, be'emunah. The concept the Mishnah says, "Kol osik imat tzibur, you osik imam l'shem shamayim." There, you need it to be what? You need to be l'shma. What's called osik tzarchi tzibur has to be l'shma. One second. Therefore, also by marriage, also if you're marrying l'shem mamon because she's beautiful, well, not beautiful, but money or some other reason, to be also as a beauty, it's pogea be'ervum. Says Rav Schechter. That for what? When it comes, what do we just say the basis of number three is? Chata b'chdei shizak is chavercha. The basis is avera lishma.
So the third one.
And therefore the third one is you need avera lishma. And that's what the Nitziv Nivolashim explains. As opposed to asei dochalos taseh. There you don't have lishma, be ma'akid. Okay? Because over here, like we just said, there's no dechila, there's no asei dochalos taseh. It's just the chait is left over, like you just said. If you're there, you have the heter of chata kidei shizak is chavercha, where you do need kapara, but you need the proper lishma, as opposed to the asei docha lo taseh. Go to the game. What? Because Godot, they're 100% linked. Godot Avera Lishma. That's the basis of Chata Kedeshi Zakez Chavercha. That's the basis of it. So one number one is, as opposed to Asei Dochalot, that's what we're suggesting, that that's the basis. How am I allowed to sin in order kedei shitzaki yidam myself my chaver. The answer we're saying is bishman kadol avira l'shma. If that is true, number one is the difference is there a remnant of the sin, and then you need kapara as opposed to asking
there would be.
What?
You would need kapara.
Correct. As opposed to if you you're supposed to use that when I that would be different than the tani's chama. Correct. Because Rav Salvechik had a chiddush of saying number two. This is three or four. And number two he had said is because the Gemara there says gadol avira l'shma. L'shma is different than kavana. And the whole concept is we see by Nisuin, by the Osik Mitzar Kitzibur, now we're saying also by Avera, is that what? It's got to be Lishma, and therefore what? And that's Ma'akiv, as opposed to if I use the other conceptual framework of Asei Docholota said, that doesn't need Lishma. Okay? Why not? Well, then you get.